Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market is going to take a pretty solid knock at the start of trade on Friday. The futures are pointing to a loss of around 1.4% for the ASX 200, reflecting what has been a pretty torrid session for Wall Street in particular, where we saw a steep sell-off for not only stocks, but also the bond market as well. And it's that interplay that has been at the heart of the challenges that have been faced by stocks over the course of recent weeks in particular. We've seen US bond yields retreat quite substantially. The sell-off in the bond market on this scale hasn't been seen for a long time. So we basically see bond yields rise from around 1% at the beginning of the month and then now at 1.6%. That's a massive readjustment in terms of a whole range of factors, not least of which is the way that things are valued, because the time value of money under those circumstances is fundamental to a lot of valuations, and this is being reflected in the turmoil where stocks are concerned. So when we look at the performance last night, it was again that swiftness of the increase in interest rates that was catching everyone on the hop. The US stock side of things seemed to consolidate there for a period, but then sellers just took advantage of that, and we basically saw the indices end around session lows. The NASDAQ down 3.5%. We had the Dow down by 1.8%. The S&P 500 was down by around 2.5%. So as far as the stock side of things is concerned, we saw Tesla shares finish down by 8%. They had to stop production at their plant in California. That came to bear on the stock. Apple, Amazon and Facebook, all of those stocks were down in the order of around 3%, so a pretty aggressive retreat there. Part of the reason that the bond yields spiked the way they did was that there was a poorly received bond auction as well, so that just exacerbated the move higher when it came to US interest rates and putting the skids under things. Commodities fared a little better by comparison. So we saw aluminium prices rise by around 3% overnight. Iron ore in the last day was up by about 1%. The gold prices, however, bucked the trend. They were down by 1.3%. So at the margins, we saw bank stocks hold up reasonably well under the circumstances. So a modest move higher in interest rates is helpful in terms of margins, but then an aggressive move higher is something altogether. So it'll be interesting to see how bank stocks hold up in the local picture today. And indeed, it will be interesting to see whether or not buyers take advantage of the discounted prices on offer, given the fact that what we've tended to see in recent months is that any sell-off tends to be ultimately well supported. So that will be interesting to see the character of the market today, bearing in mind that over the course of the month to date, about being the last day of the month, the ASX 200 is up by 3.4%. So it looks like a good portion of that will be erased in the early part of trade today. So keep an eye on that. And the Aussie dollar is weaker by virtue of a stronger greenback, so it's pulled back to around 78.7 US cents.